Hi, my name's Tara Lee, and I'm from Nicholson in Victoria, Gippsland.
And who have you got on your lap at the moment?
This is Luca, the puppy. He's about 2 months old and very annoying.
And it's a busy household here at Nicholson. Who's in your household?
Oh, well, besides our children, three children, we've got three dogs, cats, and camels, of course, about 20 camels.
What's the trek that you're planning in October?
So the trek that I'm planning in October is called our charity camel trek. It's been done before, but for different causes. But this year, our focus is on Camels for Cuddles, and we're raising money to fundraise to buy a community cuddle cot for bereaved parents in Gippsland.
For people who haven't heard of a cuddle cot, what is a cuddle cot?
So a cuddle cot is basically a baby bassinet or a Moses basket, and it has, I sort of explain it like an electric blanket, but it's the opposite. It's got a cooling effect, so it gets plugged into a power point. If a parent experiences a baby loss, they can have their baby in this cuddle cot for, 7 to 10 days to say final goodbyes and to admire the baby that they grew and, yeah, just take the time rather than. So the cuddle cot gives parents, days rather than hours with their. It could be a stillborn, baby. It could be a neonatal death or anything like that.
Why do you think it's important that the East Gippsland community has a cuddle cot?
I think from our experience with our son Noah in December 2015, we had a cuddle cot, but we were in a Melbourne hospital. We desperately wanted to be back with our family, our three other kids, and we didn't have that opportunity here in East Gippsland to bring our baby home like we always imagined and to have his sibling, hold him and things like that. So I think we felt very isolated, that we didn't have that option. Unfortunately, we just had to take him straight to the morgue and visit him there. So I think for the East Gippsland community, just I think you would feel more supported if it happened to you or a friend you knew or somebody else that a friend of a friend knew, if you had that option to spend that time to grieve and to say goodbye rather than, having the baby and with the hours that it's gone. And it's quite a shock to the system, regardless if it happens that way or, even months down the track, it's still such a shock to have your own child die. But I definitely think that can be nurtured a bit better through the cuddle cot situation.
So what happened to Noah?
Well, Noah was born, 10 days before Christmas, in 2015. He had a really difficult birth, and he just struggled with brain damage from this birth, basically. I mean, it was really hard to say because he never had an autopsy, but he also, lack of oxygen, which is, starvation to the brain and things like that. So basically, he was fighting against the machines in East Melbourne Hospital. He just wasn't interested in being here under his circumstances. So on about day three, I think we could see the concern in the nurses and doctors' face and, that they were trying to get a message across gently. And I think for us, just having a baby, we're like, oh, no, everything's going to be fine, trying to stay positive. And then, of course, we had to make that decision, which I guess sometimes you think your kids would make that decision for you when you're old and sick. But in this case, we had to make this decision for him.
What support have you had from the East Gippsland community, from family and friends in preparation for your charity trek?
Well, I think it started quite early on, when we started our Lakes Entrance camel rides in January this year. A few weeks after starting, we wanted to do a fundraiser for Heartfelt, which are a non-for-profit organisation that take photos of newborn babies who are critically ill or, known to die or about to die. So we had Heartfelt come to us twice, once when our kids were there, and also they came again on Noah's actual passing hour, and they took photos of him without his tubes in and things like that. So they're photos that just we'll keep forever, and we will keep them forever. We guard them with our hearts, sort of thing. So we did a small fundraiser, just a certain percentage of that day of camel riders on the beach we gave to Heartfelt, And I had a few parents come down to me and they had a similar experience and or lost their twins or something like that. And it's heartbreaking, but at the same time it's comforting just to know that there is that, I guess, invisible support of people who have been through a similar thing. And they were most generous with their donations and kind words and stuff. And that's when I thought, something's got to be done. Something bigger has got to be done. Something that the community can remember. They're going to remember camels. They're always a really good draw card. Probably remember, you know, a young lady walking the camels. So that's a good draw card. So that's when I thought, oh, I've got to do a trek, and couldn't be in the outback. It had to be in this community for this community.
And how are you going now? How do you feel now? I mean, you only lost Noah in December. Yep. How are you going inside yourself?
I think we're still very much in shock. I don't think it's ever going to get easier. Like, you know, people might say, oh, you know, you'll get over it sort of thing. But it's something you go through, you know, you can never get over it. And speaking to other parents online, offline or wherever, you know, and it's not only my grief, it's my friend's grief, it's my family's grief, like it all. And that's probably the hardest bit to deal with is other people's grief, because I have a connection with my son and they never really got that because they never met him really. So that's the hardest thing to deal with is other people's grief. Yeah, so I think in a sense that those people are coming forth who really wanted to support this cause.